Welcome to a special CI Center podcast. We're talking today about 503, Counterespionage Today, Complexities and Decisions. And we're here with David Major, president of the CI Center, to tell us about it. David, tell us about this course and what people will learn from it.
503, the Complexities and Decisions in a Counterespionage Investigation, is a week-long course that was designed because we realize that most people have no understanding how difficult it is to fashion and build an espionage case. John Martin is one of our professors here. John Martin knows more about prosecuting espionage cases than probably anybody in the United States. He was the chief of the Internal Security Division of the Department of Justice. I learned from him the complexities of how do you put together an espionage case. And we spend a significant amount of time in this course trying to educate our students that this is the Super Bowl of prosecutions. Whether you're a security officer, whether you're an investigator, if you make a mistake in the process of doing an investigation by somebody who turns out to be a betrayer, somebody who violates the espionage law, if you make a mistake, it's going to be on the front page of the newspaper. It really, truly is the Super Bowl of prosecutions. Now, from 1945 to 2007, there have been 244 people who have been arrested for espionage. And those individuals have worked for or were agents for 28 different countries. Now, that's a fact that most people don't know. We average, maybe right now, we're averaging about 10 a year. But over the course of the years, there was a period of time in American history where we didn't prosecute spies because we really didn't have the tools to do it. And this seminar, this five-day seminar, starts out with exactly that. One of the great spies in American history, Judy Copeland, a book written about her called The Spy Who Seduced America, is a book that explains, a book and a lecture that explains the difficulty of fashioning a case. And in this case, you walk away very frustrated because here's a woman who, in fact, was an agent of the KGB, recruited while she was in college, subsequently came to work for the FBI, work for the Department of Justice reviewing FBI counterintelligence investigations, and was arrested in the act of committing espionage by passing classified material to her KGB handler in New York. However, because the government didn't have the right tools, was new in the espionage business, she was convicted, but subsequently both cases were overturned in the legal system, and she walked. And when you look at this case, you become very frustrated. Why is it that someone could actually be an agent of a foreign power, be investigated, arrested for espionage, and still you would lose the prosecution? Well, as John Martin talks about with me in about 2 days, we talk about the evolution of espionage prosecutions. And there we concentrate on not just why we've been successful, but why we've lost cases and the mistakes that can be made. And sometimes you learn from your mistakes more so than your successes. So this course spends a lot of time talking about that aspect of it, which is, as I said, very valuable for anybody in the security business, because one of the things you learn is that even a security officer in a corporation, if they find a betrayer among them and someone's arrested for espionage, that security department, that security director is actually going to go on trial, because when that person has to testify to how they formulated their security programs, how they protected their information, what they did right, what they did wrong, they are almost, it's like they're on trial. I remember when the director of security from TRW, a wonderful gentleman, talked to me one evening and was very upset because when Christopher Boyce was arrested for committing espionage in TRW for violating and passing sensitive information from NSA, he said, "I was on trial. I'm the security officer, but my entire practice, what I did, my education was put on trial." And one of the things we try to emphasize in this course is you need to understand that. What is it that you have to put together to build an espionage case, how difficult it is, and what happens if you get it wrong? We culminate this course in really a 12-hour review of what I believe at this point to be the worst espionage case in American history, and that's Bob Hansen. Now, Bob Henson, I knew him personally. He worked for me. He also worked with me for a while. I knew him from 1980 on. And in this case, in this course, we dissect this case. We spend an afternoon and the next morning looking at who he was, what was his upbringing, why did he do what he did, what are his motivations, why he and how he committed espionage. And then we go out and we do a spy drive where we actually get in a bus and we visit the various operational sites that were selected by the KGB and then the SVR, Russian intelligence, here in Northern Virginia. And we get out of the bus, we go to the sites, and we examine what did he compromise at this site, on what date, what was the weather like, what was in the news, what was happening at that time, what was he possibly thinking, and what tremendous damage did he do at each site. And we also dissect it from an operational standpoint. Why was this a good dead drop? Why would it have been picked? How would Bob Henson had actually come here and conducting this? What would the KGB officer think when he selected the site? It is probably one of the most revealing and most useful exercises that we do at the CI Center. It has received rave reviews from students who make this case come alive. And as we've previously discussed in a podcast, that the movie Breach is just awful. I mean, it does not examine the case well. The man does not portray him well. And this course really does do that. And so we find that in this course, someone walks away after 5 days with a much richer understanding of what to do day to day, how to create educational programs, how to set up the right administration, and then what you're going to have to do if you find a betrayer and how do you build a case. So it really leaves the students with a much better way to approach their day-to-day job.
What kind of person should take this course and at what level?
Actually, anybody who's in the national security community, anybody who's in the security community who has to protect information absolutely should take this course because they have no understanding what will happen if everything breaks around them. And that's really what happens. When you find a betrayer among you, no matter where you are, what agency you're in, what corporation you're in, you don't know what's going to happen to you if you do it wrong. We talk about the Christopher Cook case and how the investigators made mistakes and how a general in the Air Force lost his job as a result of this. So anybody who's in the intelligence community should know it, whether you're an intelligence officer, an operator, an analyst, a corporate security officer, a human resource manager, an executive, a lawyer that's protecting information, particularly lawyers who are in the business of protecting trademark information, protecting national security information, should take this course. Our lawyers who have taken this course have found it incredibly valuable because there's no place you can go to learn from a conceptual and a practical standpoint what you have to do to fashion and build a very complicated case. Remember, in espionage, you're proving a case almost always circumstantially. There is no smoking gun. There's no money missing. There's usually no documents missing. So how do you prove what almost appears to be the unprovable? Unlike a bank robbery, when there's evidence a crime has been committed, in an espionage case, generally there's no evidence that an espionage has been conducted, that information has been lost. And so how do you do that? Because the material is lost, and it is in the hands of an adversary or any who would choose to collect against you. So how do you actually fashion that case? And so John Martin and I and Connie Allen and our staff and others spend a lot of time helping someone understand the true complexity of this and why espionage is the Super Bowl of prosecutions.
Okay, if you're interested in more information about the course, please go to our website, cicenter.com. That's cicenter.com. Or call us at 703-642-7450 or toll free 1-800-779-4007.